The microphone working? Okay, that's good. I'll speak today about a recent work with Professor Kumar Murthy. It consists mainly of two theorems involving the growth of logarithmic derivative of L function. As a motivation for this work, one can see that, as Professor Murthy said already, that a lot of work has been done about the zeta function and about the value distribution theory of zeta and L function. So this is a motivation. Zeta and L function. Like the work of Selberg and others. However, little has been done so far about the logarithmic derivative of L function, which differs from the L function themselves by being meromorphic, and there are many other differences. So one would consider L prime over L. Like Ihara did in his work about the value distribution theory of L prime over L. The first theorem in my talk is an omega theorem for L prime over L at 1 chi d. It says that there are infinitely many fundamental discriminant d such that the absolute value of minus L prime over L at 1 chi d is bigger than log d. This can be rewritten as minus L prime over L at 1 chi d as a notation is omega of log d. I have here a few remarks before starting the proof of the theorem. So the first remark is d can be either positive or negative. So can all of you read the last line? Okay. So d can be positive or negative. The second remark is, as Professor Murthy said, this is an analog of a result of Shaula on L function. So this is, the proof is totally different for sure, but it's interesting. This is an analog of a result of Shaula, which says that L of 1 chi d is omega of log d. The third remark is in terms of the Euler Kronecker constant. So in terms of the Euler Kronecker constant, if we let K be the quadratic field, if K is Q root G, then Ihara proved that for some constant C1 and C1 log dK is bounded by gamma K, by C2 log GK. And this inequality here is under the generalized Riemann hypothesis. I also forgot to mention that gamma k in this case is just the Euler constant and plus L prime of over L at 1 chi d. So in our case, this seems to be closer to the truth. So our result could be restated in terms of gamma k. So our result restated is that gamma k is omega of log GK. So these are my remarks. I will start the proof of that theorem. Yes. No, we are working over Q here. Because chi d, I forgot to say here, chi d is the real character, corresponding to d. Sorry. Here you mean?
Yeah, it is a real character.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So the proof of the theorem. Before I start the proof of theorem one, I would like to say that despite this omega theorem, the average over fundamental discriminant d is a constant. So despite this omega theorem. We have theorem 2 the average for y bigger than 1 and beta is just the sign plus or minus 1, we have the sum over beta d between 0 and y of L prime over L at 1 chi d is cy plus o of y to the 11 over 12. The error term can be improved, but it won't change the main result, which says that the average is a constant. Sum star here refers to sum over fundamental discriminant. C is not zero. It will be shown from the proof of the theorem, but it could be positive or negative. Yes. Thank you. Okay. So C is not zero, but it could be positive or negative. Oh, I don't have to erase. The proof, the outline of the proof of theorem 1. I will take x to be a sufficiently large integer, and we will define g to be the integer part of log x divided by log x squared. Then we take pi to be the ith odd prime and we take the product A equal a P1 up to PG then we can show that A is bounded by x to the epsilon for some epsilon positive. Now we choose an integer. If I write here, is it readable? That's better, not sure. Okay. Then we choose an integer b such that the Jacobi symbol of bpi is plus 1 for all I going from 1 to g, and such that b is congruent to 1 mod 8. The existence of such B is guaranteed by the Chinese remainder theorem. So now let me define the character chi n of M to be the Jacobi symbol M 8AN plus B, which is gonna be equal to 8AN plus B M, if M is odd. This is by the Jacobi reciprocity law. Now we will be interested in estimating the sum. We want to estimate sum prime of N between X and 2X minus L prime over L at 1 chi n, where sum prime means we are summing over those ends such that 8AN plus B is square free in such a way it's a fundamental discriminant, because remember that B has been taken to be 1 mod 8, so it's 1 mod 4 over n, such that 8AN plus B is square free, so that the form of the fundamental discriminant that will prove our theorem are of this form, 8AN plus B, such that 8AN, so that it is a fundamental discriminant. In the proof, I will use the explicit formula, which is the following. This can be found in a paper of Ihara Murti Shimura. We have minus L prime over L at 1 chi n is equal to phi n of y minus 1 over y minus 1 sum over rho y to the rho minus 1 over rho times 1 minus rho plus o of log y over y, where y is bigger than 1. And the sum over rho refers to the sum over non-trivial zeros of L of S chi n is over non-trivial zeros of L of S chi n. Phi n of y is the function, is the prime counting function. It is defined as being 1 over y minus 1 sum over m less than y of lambda m chi n of m multiplied by y over m minus 1, where lambda m is equal to log P Fm is the power of P. A P throughout the truck is going to be a prime. It will denote a prime log P and zero otherwise. So P is a prime. I have here a remark about this function T. It is about a trick on how can someone see that Cn should be defined like this. So a remark. We have minus L prime over L at S, chi n is equal to sum over n of lambda of n, chi n, sum over m, chi n of m over m to the S. This is for real S bigger than 1, where lambda of m has been defined there. Then we expect the partial sum to be an approximation of this. So we expect sum over m less than y of that to be an approximation to however we can smooth the sum by just integrating by taking rather the integral. However, we can smooth it by taking the integral from 1 to y of the sum over m less than t of lambda n chi n of m over ms dt and by dividing by the length of the integral 1 over y minus 1. But this is a finite sum. So we can interchange the integral and the sum. So this can be rewritten as, so let me write it here first. So this is sum and 1 over y minus 1 sum m less than y of lambda m chi n of m over ms integral between m and y dt. But this is just y minus m. So everything together, it will become phi n of y. Yes, for sure. So here I take s equal 1. Thank you. Now I will start. I will continue with the proof. So we define the function Cn. It's this sum. I will split the sum into two sums. The first one is over the powers of 2, and The other one is over the odd M. So split right phi n of y as being some 1 plus some 2, where some 2 is the sum over powers of 2 to j less m equal to j less than y. We can show that this is O of 1. And sum 1 is the sum over odd n less than y. Again, I will split sum 1 into 3 sums. So we will write this as being sum 1, 1 plus sum 1, 2 plus sum 1, 3. Sum 1, 1 is over primes P less than PG. PG is the number that has been defined at the beginning. Sorry, it's the GS prime and G has been defined. And sum 1, 2 is over primes between PG and Y. And sum 1, 3 is over powers of prime over P to the J, J bigger or equal than 2. We can show that sum 1, 2 and sum 1, 3 will contribute to the error term, and we will be only interested in sum 1, 1 in this talk. So the main term will be extracted from sum 1, 1. Sum 1, 2 and sum 1, 3 will contribute to the error term. So what about the main term? As I said, it lies inside sum 1, 1. So let's work on sum 1, 1. This is 1 over y minus 1 sum over p less than pg. Phi n of y is that function. So it is... we are working on the primes p, then lambda of p is just log p, and chi n of p is 1, because 8 a n plus b has been defined in such a way that the character at p less than pg should be plus 1. So times 1 and divided by p, and times y over p minus 1. So we write this again as 1 over y minus 1 times sum p less than pg of, so I can take y outside, log p over p minus log p. Oh, sorry. Minus log p. And again, sum over p less than pg. Now, this sum is just log pg plus O of 1, so y minus 1, y times log pg plus O of 1, big O of 1, and then minus this sum, I will write it as psi of pg minus the sum over log p, where pj is less than pg and j is bigger than 2, I will define this function where psi of pg is just sum over lambda m less than pg. I'm writing it this way because we know an approximation for this. So, 1 1 in this case will become 1 over y minus 1 times y times log pg plus o of 1 minus pg, psi of pg is just pg plus o of pg over log pg. So for some details on this, you can check Davenport's book. So we conclude that sum 1 1 is log pg plus o of a pg over y plus O of 1. Remember that we are interested in estimating some prime of minus L prime over L at 1 chi-n. So we shouldn't stop here. We need to estimate some prime of some 1, 1. Prime over n between x and 2x of sum 1 1 is n log pg plus O of n, provided that y is bigger than pg and n is the number of n's between x and 2x such that 8 an plus b is square free. Yes. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to collect the error term. Remember also in the formula, it's not here anymore, the explicit formula, is it somewhere? Yes, good. So in the explicit formula, we have here the sum over zeros. So we still need, we are done with phi n of phi. We still need to approximate this. The contribution, we can show that the contribution of the sum over non-exceptional zeros will go to the error term, where the term exceptional, so this will go to the error term. This can be done by using the TLOS zero density estimate. So what about the exceptional zeros? We will keep them in the formula. I will rewrite it. I should keep that board. So collecting whatever information we had through the proof, we will get that sum prime over n between x and 2x of minus L prime over L at 1 chi n plus the possible, I didn't say what does exceptional mean. So here exceptional refers to those exceptions to page theorem, refers exceptions to page theorem. I said here that the contribution of the non-exceptional zeros will go to the error term. So in the sum, we will be left with possible exceptional zero, 1 over y minus 1 times beta 0. Yes. So Page theorem speaks about... So it speaks about the character to the moduli Q less than some Z. Page theorem. Speaks about Q less than Z. There exists. It says that there exists some absolute constant C such that we have at most one real character. To the modulus Q less than Z having a real zero beta bigger than 1 minus C over log Z. So in our case, that here is 2x. Minus 1 over y minus 1 times y to the beta 0 d, because for each, not d, sorry, beta 0 n, I should say. For each n, we might have beta 0 n. Oh, yes, for sure. For sure, I'm sorry. So to the modulus q, such that the corresponding L function has a real zero, for sure. Such that, thank you, that the corresponding L function has a real zero beta satisfying this. So y to the beta 0 minus m minus 1 over beta 0 n over times 1 minus beta 0 n. And I close here the brackets. This should be equal to n log pg. And the error term could be approximated by O of x throughout the details of the proof. This looks like chi. Yes, but n in fact is where did I define n is in fact like x is bounded from. We can prove that there's a lemma in Shaulov's paper detailing also, but it could be proved. And I have also a remark that log PG is about log X from the way PG was constructed. So now we have two cases when none of the discriminant has a zero zero. We will have the first case, and when one of them has a zero zero, zero zero means exceptional zero. So we have here. So case one, if none of the discriminant of the D equal 8AN plus P. When I say none of the D, I mean none of the D, none of the L function corresponding to D. So if none of the L function corresponding to D has a zero zero, or exceptional zero. Then we should have some n such that there exists some n between x and 2x such that minus L prime over L at 1 chi n is bigger than log x. Because of that identity, which is bigger than log 8 a n plus b. And we are done for the theorem in such case, but we have a second case. So case two, if one of them, say n zero, has a zero zero, then we can show that we have the identity minus L prime over L. At 1, chi n 0 plus half log d is equal to the sum over possible real zeros plus the sum over other zeros, beta over beta squared plus gamma squared plus c zero. Here, the zeros are written as beta plus I gamma, and the real zero are the zero that are exceptional here. This formula can be proved in general by just differentiating Hadamard's product. So now, this quantity is positive, then this is just not bigger than the sum over the real zeros. But if we have a real zero, it must be the exceptional ones, and there could be at most two. One of them is one minus the others by the functional equation. So this is just 1 over beta 0, the possible one, plus 1 over 1 minus beta 0. But this, in fact, is bigger than log d. D here is my is the one corresponding to m0. So we will get minus L prime over L at 1, chi n 0 is going to be bigger than half log d, which is even better than what we aimed for. Even log d, not log log d. So here, just a quick remark. This is one of the few cases where having a zero zero gives us a better result. Usually they give us trouble. So this is one of few cases where a zero zero gives a better result. Now by letting x, so in both cases we will have such d. So by letting x go to infinity, we will get infinitely many such d's. So we get infinitely many d such that minus L prime over L at 1 chi d is bigger than log d. Now I will start the second part of my talk, which is about theorem 2, about the average over fundamental. Yeah. Here, you're talking here? Okay. If I drop the zero zero here, let me just uncover the exception. So could you just restate your question, please? So you're saying if I drop these, what could? Stronger.
Well, it depends on how you choose your n, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're choosing the n such that a k n plus b square c and n
mm-hmm.
is an interval.
Mm-hmm.
You choose them either in the negative interval or the positive interval. So that you can get, you could choose them in either a negative interval or a positive interval to get a
or negative distribution.
suppose your N, your people, their character comes turned out to be all positive.
Then you can get a
you mean if we take the sum over whether positive or negative, we could get a better one. Oh, okay. I should look at that. Thank you. Now the second part. How much time? Okay. The second part is about theorem two. It shouldn't take too long. So a reminder about, is it still there? No. A reminder about theorem two. Let y be bigger than one. And beta be the sign plus or minus one. Then the average sum star. It's readable here, okay. Beta D less than Y and bigger than zero of L prime over L at one chi D is C Y plus O phi 11 over 12. So C could be positive or negative. The treatment of exceptional zeros in this part will be crucial, and we have to approach it from a different view than we did in part one. But I think we won't have time to discuss it. So I will be using, for the proof of this theorem, lemma. For a real character, for x bigger than 1, and chi, a real character mod, q, we have L prime over L at 1 chi is equal to minus sum over n going from 1 to infinity chi n lambda n over n exponential of minus n over x and plus sum over rows of gamma rho minus 1 x to the rho minus 1 plus some error term O of log q over x. So the outline of the proof of this lemma is as follows. We look at the integral 1 over 2 pi integral over the line with the real part equal to epsilon of L prime over L at 1 plus S chi gamma of S x f ds. Then we apply the Mellon inverse transform to this. We will get through that this part. And we will get another okay. So we apply the Mellon inverse transform. This will give us this part and other stuff. And then we move the line of integration from epsilon to minus 1 minus epsilon. Doing so, we will pick up some poles. The poles will give me L prime over L at 1 chi. And they will give me this term and some part of the error term here. The lemma is a bit more complicated. It could be written, I have it exactly what these should be, but just to simplify my writing, I didn't write everything here. So this will come from the, because we have zeros for the L function, so this will give us poles for L prime over L. And this is the outline of the proof. apply. So if I call this integral I and apply Mellin inverse transform to I, then move from epsilon to minus 1 minus epsilon. Again, here integrating over epsilon means that integral over real S equal epsilon. To get the result. So let me call this sum F. The sum over the rows will contribute to the error term, fortunately, and only S will contribute to the main term. Even not all of S, but only the squares in S. So the squares in S will give the main term. Everything else will go to the error term. So the contribution of these squares is sum. Let me call this identity T. Then sum star here, the sum over these, will give me that sum star of L prime over L at 1 chi D is equal to sum star. In fact, this shouldn't be S. The new sum will become S. So sum star of the sum over n going from 1 to infinity of chi d of n, lambda n over n exponential minus n over x plus some error term. The error term here, I will focus on this part just to make sure that I finish on time. No, I still need that now. So I will define fy of n to be sum star of chi d of n. Then this, by using a result in a paper by Professor Murthy and Akumar and Yam. So this is cny plus o of y to the half, the divisor function is d here. Where cn is the product over p divides n of 1 plus 1 over p to the minus 1. Then this thing here can be written as sum star of L prime over L at 1 chi d is equal, I think I'm missing some minus here, is equal to minus sum over N of S y of N lambda N over N exponential of minus N over X and plus our error term. I will call this sum here S. As I said before, that only the squares will give us the main term. The other terms will go to the error term. So the contribution, only the contribution of squares, how many minutes? One? Okay. The contribution of squares in S gives the main term. These will be sum over N of Fy, because this is because when N is a square, Fy of N is equal to so this is when N is a square. It's not always true. So this is when N is square. When N is not square, there is another formula for it. So when N is square, good. I don't have to rewrite it. The contribution of the squares in this case is just Y sum over N Cn lambda of N squared. Cn squared and Cn are equal. So over N squared exponential of over X plus O of Y to the half. This sum here is going to be a constant plus something that goes to the error term. So this will give us the main term. This series converges because I have here N squared. And this finishes the proof of that theorem and finishes also my talk.